It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's child protection watchdog will now look into child deaths that might otherwise have not had an official review and create publicly accessible reports following the passage of a new law. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Nearly 40% of child deaths resulting from abuse and neglect do not result in publicly available reports that could lead to recommendations for improvements. Colorado's Child Protection Ombudsman intends to change that. New legislation gives the ombudsman authority to access health and law enforcement records of children. The first death the office will review is that of a 12-year-old boy who was hit by a car after he ran away from a youth treatment center in Denver last year. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A national forest on the western slope will lift fire restrictions starting today. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
Enough rain has fallen over the White River National Forest that conditions have improved considerably. But Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliam cautions that we are still in a drought and things can dry out quickly, which could prompt the Forest Service to reinstate fire restrictions. The White River National Forest is huge, spanning many counties, 8 wilderness areas, and a dozen ski resorts. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Areas that burned in last year's wildfires could see flash flooding and mudslides today. The forecast has heavy rain possible for much of the state's high country. The U.S. House has passed a bill to give service members, veterans, and Gold Star families free access to national parks for life. Aurora Congressman Jason Crow is a co-sponsor. He says giving people who serve the country and their families access to public lands is one way to give back to them and offer what he calls a restorative space for those who served in the military. The bill now heads to the Senate. It is hot again today across Colorado, but cooler tomorrow and for the weekend. Front range highs will be in the 90s again this afternoon, then dropping into the 80s for Saturday, and there's a good chance for rain through the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.